One evening very long ago, a princess died of asthma, and found herself queued up with shades in line to see for asthma. The princess sniffed indignantly, "I'm not some protozoa. I don't know who this goddess is, but I am Urgathoa. Urgathoa, she's not some protozoa. Urgathoa, the princess Urgathoa." Phrasma said, "Please wait your turn, celestial or infernal. Well, I will surely get to you, your wait may seem eternal." The princess laughed, "I'm out of here," jumped on an extinct moa, and headed for the land above. "So long," cried Urgathoa. Urgathoa, she rides a giant moa. Urgathoa, the princess Urgathoa. "I'm sorry, dear," Phrasma said, "you simply can't be leaving. What's done is done, and dead is dead, and folk are not done grieving." The willful princess then replied, "Ooh, look, a feather boa," and grabbed a serpent, put it on. "That's Urgathoa, Urgathoa, she wears a feather boa. Urgathoa, the princess Urgathoa." She spurred the axe beak with her heels, then with the dead coatl, the moa took off like a spear launched from an adlatl. And where they landed in the world, someone swore Croatoa. "Our colony has died," he cried, "I blame you, Urgathoa. Urgathoa, the plague of Urgathoa. Urgathoa, the undead Urgathoa." So that explains how undeath came and why we now have sickness. And also it explains, I think, where undead get their quickness. So if you die and you find death to be as sour as quinces, just follow the example of the jolly pallid princess Urgathoa, our princess Urgathoa. Urgathoa, our goddess Urgathoa.